That's about all I got.
Well, they grow wild. You know, the Indians, you know, the white man the Indian said he stole his man, stole his medicine. That's true. Did you know there's no digitalis in the world to the Indians had on this North American continent? Did you know they treated the heart dropsy and that's...
They knew that long time ago.
Oh, not only that, but star root all these herbs, you know, that's what they use. I saw a picture show here. What's the name of that? It's a continued thing. And it brought in about this girl, you know. In other words, this old Indian scout, you know, that James Arnett played the part. Finally, he got her out of the house and carried her to this Indian witch, a doctor, you know. And he cured her with his herbs. But it's true. You know, quinine, you know, that's Peru, a chili. This priest, you know, the old contact, I can't never smack. Well, he came over here, you know. Yeah, and the priest was ahead of him, you know, converting him to the Catholic religion. But everybody had chills, fever. And he noticed the Indians didn't have it, they were always chewing on this bark. And so he was called back to Madrid, Spain, you know, and when he carried some of this bark with him. And when he got there, everybody in Spain was praying in church that the prince was about to die and all, didn't know what. But he heard about it, and he told somebody, and they got back to Queen Isabella, I'll call her, and she called the brother in, and he ground up some of the bark. And the little prince got well, he said he's got malaria. Mm-hmm. And of course, that brother wound up in the church. But that's the way, that's right, all of my medicine.
Well, speaking of those, that kind of the quinine, the barks and all that, what about some trees in this area? What kind of trees are in this area?
Well, there's lots of trees around here that I've known folks that years ago when I was a kid would grind and boil and make a remedy for the rickets or for you know what. Sassafras is another root.
What kind of trees are around here?
Trees?
Sassafras?
Oh, there's lots of trees. As many as you used to. Tell you one thing, my daddy, in the fall of the year and then the spring of the year, put sassafras on the house. Good odor. In other words, we youngers, we had to drink that sassafras tea. He bleeds.
There is spring.
But you got to let it dry. You whittle it up, you know. And it's a darn good drink. Well, you want to end your drinks right back.
Could you give me the names? The names of some of the trees?
Some of the trees, right?
Right.
Well, even pine trees, oak trees, willow trees, persimmon trees, chinquapin, chest, but now they're all gone. The only thing we got around here now. They didn't mind that big mosquito. That mark.
You wait a minute. That's live right there.
Than any one darn thing in the country today.
What would you call the kind of tree that has broad leaves, they're shed all at one time, and a bark that peels off with little knobs and balls in the tree? It has a real tough wood that's used for making chopping blocks. You know that kind of tree?
No, you won't have to tell me that.
About a sycamore?
Oh, I thought about that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's what kind?
Sycamore. I can show you one in our old place down here because when I've seen it grow up, we've grown up together. Right down here on that branch, I see a tree. Sycamore.